to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. It was Maria Paul, who's a columnist with the Chicago Tribune newspaper, and she wrote a rather personal article one day called I Am Lonely. Very personal. She said, "This loneliness that I've got saddens me. How did it happen that I could be 42 years old and not have enough friends?" She went on to say that she asked her husband if there was something wrong with her, and she realised and wondered if people were too busy. And she wondered if women realised out there how lonely other women were. She said, "I read a book to my daughter, Hans Christian Andersen's The Ugly Duckling, and I felt an immediate kinship with this bird," she said, "who flies from place to place looking for creatures with whom he belongs. He eventually finds them," and she said, "I hope I do too." Very honest article, and the result was quite amazing. People stopped her at work or when she was out shopping or when she went to her daughter's school. "You too," they said. "I thought I was the only one." Her mail increased sevenfold. The letters, emails had the same theme, mainly women who writing to her saying, "Why do I feel so lonely? Why is it hard to make good friends?" There's a wonderful book that I've read and I'd really recommend it by John Ortberg called Everybody's Normal Till You Get to Know Them. It's a really fascinating book, and he said that in a poll of American men, it showed that 90% of the male population in the US lacked a true friend. Amazing result. Is it true to say that we don't want to admit, that men particularly don't want to admit to being lonely? If you do, does it mean you're a loser? Albert Schweitzer said that we're all so much together, but we're all dying of loneliness. That's what he said. So loneliness, it's very different to being alone. We all need to be alone, don't we, from time to time. It's good to be alone sometimes, healthy thing to do, solitude we call it. It can be, if you're a Christian, a great opportunity to walk with God, to spend time alone with him. But loneliness, on the other hand, that's about this awful, empty, sad, desperate feeling that comes from feeling alone, even if you're with other people. Susie Becker is another author. She wrote a book, All I Need to Know I Learned from My Cat. And she wrote another book called The All Better Book. And in The All Better Book, she asks some kids at school to try and solve some of the problems that the world has, like what do you do with the shrinking ozone layer? How do you help people who smoke and these sort of things? And one of the questions she asked was this: with billions of people in the world, someone surely should be able to figure out a system where no one gets lonely. Now, what do you suggest? Well, an 8-year-old girl said, "People should find lonely people and ask for their names and addresses, and then ask people who are not lonely their name and addresses. And when you've got an even amount of each, assign the lonely and the not-so-lonely people together in the newspaper." Well, that 8-year-old girl sounds like a bright kid. And Max, he's 9, he said, "Make food that talks to you when you eat. For instance, it would say, 'How are you doing? What happened to you today?'" Talking food was his solution. An 8-year-old Matt said, "Well, we could get people a pet or a husband or wife and take them places." So what's the difference? A pet, a husband, a wife? I mean, that was Max's idea. But it was Brian. He was a little boy of 8 who also gave something quite startling. He said, "Sing a song and stomp your feet, read a book. Sometimes when I think no one loves me," he said, "I do all of those things." Well, there it is. Larry Crabb has written a book called Connecting. He said, "And when two people connect, something is poured into one and into the other that goes to the deepest wounds of the soul. The one who receives the experience is the one who is healed. The joy that comes. Something good is in the heart of each of God's children that's more powerful than anything bad. It's there when we connect." And there it is. It sounds so obvious, doesn't it? The Bible says make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Not easy to get on with everybody. But oneness with God. Loneliness, of course, hurts people. But when we ask God to be with us and we allow ourselves to be connected with others, that's when something happens. It's not magic. It really is God's love coming into our life. Thank you, dear Lord, that today we don't have to be alone. You love us. Help us to connect with others. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.